I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, August 6th. Sirius is the brightest star in the night sky, and it's just starting to peek into view in the dawn twilight. It's easier to pick out as you go farther south. It's especially easy to see from Cairo and southward along the Nile River. In ancient times, the star played a big role in Egypt's religion and its daily life. Egyptians called the star Sopdet, a name that means skilled woman, after a goddess of life and fertility. She was the sister and wife of the god Sa, who was represented by the stars of Orion. Eventually, she became identified with the goddess Isis. The star Sopdet was an important calendar marker. Its first appearance in the dawn indicated that the annual flooding of the Nile was about to begin. The flood brought water and fresh soil to the fields, making them fertile for another year. So Sopdet's return to view was so important that it marked the beginning of the year. The occasion was celebrated with a festival, the coming of Sopdet. At first, that all happened in June, around the beginning of summer. Today, though, Sirius doesn't climb into view until August. That's because Earth wobbles on its axis, causing the stars to move across the seasons, shifting Sopdet away from its honored position. Look for Sirius quite low in the southeast as twilight brightens. If you can't see it quite yet, be patient. It'll be in view from the entire country by the end of the month. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.